The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Jim O'Callaghan and Dara Cailleary have been mooted as possible candidates for any leadership race in Fianna Fáil. And Micheál Martin appears to be holding fast to power right now. But talk about who will be the next leader has been rife since the party's poor performance in the recent by-elections. So has the race effectively begun? Well, Gerard Howland is a public affairs consultant and former senior political advisor, and he joins me now. We were talking about this earlier on Anton's programme, and I described it as a shadow race in Fianna Fáil. How would you describe it? Is it underway? Is it rumbling around there, Gerard?
It's not underway. There's a bit of rumbling. There's always a leadership race in every party, in that somebody is looking at themselves in the mirror every morning and wondering, what about me, positioning themselves vis-a-vis their colleagues and so on. But in real terms, is there any effective race on today? The answer is simply no.
Mm-hmm.
More money has been lost in bookie shops betting against Micheál Martin than I think can be calculated at this stage. It's very much his to give up when he chooses, barring an event or a mistake.
And do you think that is what will happen, that he will decide to leave rather than being pushed?
I don't know, is the short answer. He has incredible stamina. I mean, he's been extraordinarily successful in managing a weak party, a weak political hand himself, in terms of keeping himself as leader since 2011, in getting himself back into the Taoiseach's office twice, in being really dominant in the ether of Fianna Fáil. But actually, he thrives in its weakness. His strength is its weakness, because it is weak in terms of personnel, in terms of numbers, in terms of energy. He, as that very dominant force, is proportionately a bigger character, a bigger figure.
So what type of a person do you have to be who thrives on, you know, your party being on life support? People forget how bad things were back in 2011. Mm-hmm. I mean, the machine was very nearly switched off a couple of times, and he has stayed in there, as you have said, since then. But what does that say about him as a leader?
His determination and stamina and grace is simply unprecedented. I mean, you could go back to Haughey in 81, 82 and surviving the coups, but it was a much bigger machine. There was a lot more at stake. These were very lean times. And his determination to go on regardless make him a singular political figure. What he lacks, I would argue, is vision and imagination. And that's why, you know, we're talking about runners and riders in terms of the future leadership of Fianna Fáil. Perhaps the bigger issue is the relevance, because unless a future leader can address that issue of its relevance, I'm not sure it's really as important as we might want.
So redefining what Fianna Fáil is, because he did an interview with Gavin Riley on Virgin, and he talked about being pro-enterprise, and I think there were some in Fianna Fáil who said, well, that's what Fine Gael is. So you can't say that as your lead item on a description of Fianna Fáil. So you've got to redefine what the party is. Now, who is there amongst the runners and riders who may have a vision, do you think, for what the party should be?
I mean, I think there are people who are somewhat livelier, somewhat more animated, and I think particularly of Jim O'Callaghan or perhaps Dara Cailleary. What they have, that energy they have, amounts to a comprehensive vision, which they can articulate in government, which, by the way, is partially a disadvantage, because reimagining while you're in government, while you're pinned down hour by hour, day by day, dealing with all the issues that arise, to find a headspace, to find a political room to take on a new position, a new stance, is actually much more difficult. But do either of them, yes, or anyone else in Fianna Fáil, has articulated something for the 21st century, in which life as we live it and experience is utterly changed from the Fianna Fáil that was founded just 100 years ago? The answer, yes, is no.
But is there anyone, are you hearing, is there anyone on manoeuvres? Because it seems to be a six-month grace period from July now, while the presidency is underway
so,
at the EU.
There are people constantly on manoeuvres. Sometimes it might be the figures themselves. Anyone who ever has a cup of coffee with anyone is deemed to be on manoeuvres. And then, of course, their acolytes or wannabe acolytes. are on manoeuvres, with or without permission. So there's always that low-level rumbling in the bushes, which, you know, you want to be really cautious about attributing too much importance to.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, you've mentioned Jim O'Callaghan there and Dara Khalili, and we'll go through their where their advantages and disadvantages might be. Is there anybody else at their level? Because every weekend I see in the papers now, the pollsters are asking both the voters and the TDs, who would you vote for, or who would you be in favour of being the next leader of Fianna Fáil? So it's around, the question is around, and they seem to be the front runners. Anyone else?
I suppose Dara O'Brien and Jack Chambers are two others who might self-suggest or might conceivably put their hands up. And that's about the absolute extent, outer extent of the list.
I saw some interesting speculation about Jack Chambers, because a lot of people held the presidential election and the Jim Gavin saga against Jack Chambers. Mm-hmm. But the suggestion I read at the weekend was, if he has a good budget, he could be in a very different place now towards the end of October.
Yeah, 6 months is an eternity in politics. Chambers has handled himself well since the debacle at the presidential election. He hasn't let it get him down. He has continued on. He's doing his work. He's up and at it. And as you say, if he's deemed to have a good budget by next year, it could be further back in the rearview mirror.
And Dara O'Brien?
Dara O'Brien has had three major jobs in cabinet, which is at least one more than any of his colleagues, because he had housing in the last Dáil. He has transport as one department, another, and then separately, he has climate, energy and environment in this. Is he a potential leader? Perhaps some people think so. I'm not convinced.
Now, Dara Khalili, we mentioned as well, and he has the advantage in that the rural constituency might be more in favour of Dara being the next leader rather than Jim.
Yes, because what will happen next has never happened before. Every leader of Fianna Fáil has been chosen by the TDs alone in the parliamentary party. The next time out, for the first time, as yet untried, will be an electoral college. That electoral college, significantly different to the Fine Gael electoral college that elected Leo Varadkar in 2017, I think, because the Fianna Fáil electoral college gives 45% of the vote to the party members, provided you've been a paid-up member for 1 year. It gives less than that, just 40% to the TDs, and it gives 15% to senators, MEPs, councillors and members of the National Executive. So that, while sweeping the parliamentary party would give you a good start, if you could sweep it, the membership will be very, very important. The membership of Fianna Fáil is overwhelmingly based in rural constituencies. It's not been decided whether this will be an in-person vote or a postal vote, and that would seem to me a critically important issue. The other detail that...
Why would that be important now? I mean, in person, are you saying you'd have to go to a Fianna Fáil meeting in your area and make your decision not known, but you'd be voting with the collective?
You would have to do it at a meeting locally, or potentially you would have to do it at the special Ordesh that would have to be called within 2 to 4 weeks of the close of nominations. Nominations, incidentally, depend on the nomination of 5 TDs. It's not specifically clear whether one of those 5 could be you yourself, the candidate, or whether it is 5 separate from the candidate. Mm-hmm. So there's critical detail in this new, untried, untested.
Well, that'll
system.
Be fascinating, because there'll be a tour of Ireland by the candidates then.
There will. And then it also means that, you know, the Fianna Fáil membership, as I say, is not Dublin-based by a long, long shot.
And do you agree that gives Dara Khalili the edge, potentially?
Well, it gives anyone outside the M50 a massive edge.
So let's talk about Jim O'Callaghan then.
He is doing very well in his portfolio. He's seen to have energy, aplomb. There's a lot of spotlight on him. Whether he has the killer instinct to do this remains to be seen.
Well, he's made his ambition clear and known, hasn't he?
He has, but eventually one day you have to show up and do it. And you have to step over somebody's
a knife.
Well, you have to step over somebody's dead body to get into the Taoiseach's office, Claire. Let's not, you know, pretend otherwise. And the Fianna Fáil membership, as I say, is extremely thin on the ground in the Greater Dublin area. So his capacity will depend on him appealing to Fianna Fáil members around the country, not just in Dublin.
Yeah, just going back to what you said about stepping over a dead body. I mean, Micheál Martin has been around. You've been watching him now for long enough to know that he is going to have a strategy around this, surely. I mean, he is not going to be in a place where they're going to come from, would you say?
I would assume not. He would be very foolish if he allowed that to happen. He holds the cards. He is in control as of now. Now, as a leader, you can lose control very quickly. Events can suddenly unfurl. But you would imagine he has a plan. And that plan is either to do the presidency and leave thereafter, to do the presidency and stay until the following autumn, during which time he would still be Taoiseach, or, and few people believe this is true, but I wouldn't absolutely rule it out, that he has not decided not to lead on into the next election.
Okay, and that theory around the presidency of the EU, that something may happen towards the end of this year, do you lend any weight to that theory?
No, because, I mean, this is Leinster House talk about people who thought he would be gone umpteen times by now. They've always gotten it wrong. They have no basis other than their own wishful thinking. And as I say, they don't know what Micheál Martin intends to do. And to my knowledge, he hasn't told anyone.
And do you think there's another candidate in there that we haven't mentioned?
It's entirely possible. But there's 48 TDs, 10 of them, Fianna Fáil TDs, I should say, 10 of them are brand new. Several of them are retirees. You look around the other cabinet ministers and minister of state, I don't readily see it.
All right, we wait and see.
Gerard
Howland,
indeed.
Thank you very much for being with us. A couple of messages coming in on that. Patrick thinks Billy Kelleher should be considered as Fianna Fáil leader. He's over in Europe at the moment. And Tony says, surely Micheál Martin's success has more to do with Fine Gael rescuing him by agreeing to share power to keep Sinn Féin out of the picture.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.